Here at Iowa Speedway, I'm visiting with Chris Soles. And Chris, I think there might be 8 or 9 people out there that don't know who you are, but just tell us a little bit about your background and what's kind of gotten you out on the stage and the social media, especially these days.
Yeah. Well, I've been on 3 reality TV shows. The first one was The Bachelorette. I was one of 25 guys that dated one girl. My sister actually signed me up for this this whole experience. So I have her to thank for what I've been through. She signed me up. I ended up going on the show and then became a fan favorite from The Bachelorette. They asked me to be The Bachelor. From that, I ended up going on Dancing with the Stars. So now here I am today, back home, newly famous, went from being a nobody to famous in a couple of years. And now I'm just a normal famous guy that's trying to support agriculture and get back to doing what I love to do, which is farming.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, but that is something that's in your background and is very important to the people coming out here today.
Yeah, this is an exciting event for me. It's got, we're promoting ethanol, we're promoting the Enogen corn that's helping build the ethanol industry and adding value back to the farmers. So it's exciting to be here. Exciting to be in a position of having a platform where, as a farmer, we can finally connect with, maybe help connect to the consumer a little bit and help tell the story about ethanol and how important it is to the not only Iowa's economy, but the entire U.S.'s economy. Mm-hmm. So, it's good to be back here, not in L.A., be with fellow farmers that I can, relate to a little differently. This is a fun event, and it's a special event, a great event for Iowa.
Did I hear that you're our Grand Marshal today?
Yes, I am very honored to be the Grand Marshal for this evening's race, and I'm going to be able to holler out, gentlemen, start your engine. So I practiced that on the way over here. But, as just a farm boy from Northeast Iowa, this is to be asked to be the Grand Marshal for such a special event for what is ethanol in the state of Iowa is truly an honor, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, it means a lot to the folks here who are growing corn, like you said. You've probably followed this even longer, some of the people not on the farm, but can you maybe make a statement about how really important this is to farmers here in Iowa to be able to not only grow their corn or the grain for feeding animals, but fueling our cars today?
Right. Yeah, I firsthand know how important it is to be able to have the ethanol market, and have that market for our corn. I was around when we had $1.30 corn. I've been farming that long that I can remember the LDP days, and thanks to ethanol, we aren't doing that. We don't have to do that. Obviously, prices aren't where we want them today, but we're keeping the corn here. We're not shipping it to other countries as much. We're making feed. We're making ethanol. We're making, and we're providing a stable, reliable fuel source for our country. And having that that diversity in our energy is really important. And keeping that market is something we really need to work very hard to do.
Well, people don't even know we actually export ethanol now.
Yeah,
that's how much we are producing here. And at the same time, producing plenty of corn to satisfy all feed and food requirements. So thanks, Chris, and thanks for so much for really, with what you've been through, you've been really a good advocate out there for agriculture, and I think that's greatly appreciated by not just Iowa farmers, but farmers everywhere. So I'm so glad to get to meet you here. We are at Iowa Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.